weekend.
Weekend time is 7 after the hour. I guess if it were 24 hours from now and we weren't in the weekend, or 24 hours ago, Phil, it would be still 7 past the hour.
It would be. And 24 hours from now, it'll be 7 past the hour.
It's 7 past the hour.
48 hours from now, it'll be 7 past the hour.
And that's the way
it
works.
Even 12 hours from now, it'll be 7 past the hour.
Phil Lempert is the supermarket guru, and he's also our timekeeper here on the Good Day Weekend program.
And you know what time it is?
What time is it? It could be Howdy Doody time.
No. It is Frozen Food Month time.
March is frozen food month. So what does that mean to all of us who are interested? We always hear frozen food is not as good for you as fresh food.
Oh, not true.
Yeah.
Not true.
I knew you'd take that approach, so explain.
No, not true.
Yes.
But this is the month really to get, you know, lots of money-saving deals. Lots of the frozen food companies are running coupons, specials in supermarkets. You could walk around supermarkets and see all those goofy penguins that they put up for displays. You know, it's good. It's good.
And is there, though, a way of judging which frozen food is better? Are there brands? Are there stores? Are there places that have a better frozen food? I mean, the concept here, to follow it through just step by step, if you're buying what you think is fresh produce, think in terms, depending on where you are in the country, of where the food comes from. Chances are it takes 5 days, maybe a week, maybe longer to get to you versus something that might be taken out of the field and within hours frozen. So by, it would seem, logic and definition, frozen food may often be better. We're not talking about canned food. We're talking about frozen food, right, Phil?
Yes, and besides being better, more nutritious, because it's been, you know, packed, as you point out, within hours, it's going to taste better, and the most important thing is it's going to be about half the price. So if you're going to buy a strawberry, you know, in March, it is not something that was, you know, grown yesterday.
No.
It was picked before it was ripe. It's gassed to turn red. It is tasteless, and it's very expensive. So just go to the frozen food case, and you can get a fresh strawberry.
Phil and I live very close to the Santa Monica Farmers Market, where they have it every Sunday morning. And you can go, and they'll happily charge you $5 for a small box of strawberries that are really red. I buy them, actually. I fall into that trap. Although my daughter's got me going over to Silver Lake to the farmer's market over there, where I find the same stuff at about $2 cheaper.
Yep.
A box is the same stuff. So,
and the same vendors.
Oh, yeah. Same people.
Vendors, yeah.
Whatever the traffic will bear. Santa Monica, hey, crank it up a little. Over in Silver Lake, your kids are there. They can't afford it, so we'll charge them less money.
Yep.
At any rate, the stuff is very... It's interesting to look at the organic produce at any of these farmers' markets, and I'm sure a lot of people around the country identify with this when you go to the farmers' market. The real oranges aren't orange, folks. They really aren't. I mean, they have a little orange in them, but they aren't all like they just came out of Mako's paint shop, which
I love that.
Well,
I love that. I'm gonna credit you,
thank you
for saying that in, I don't know,
okay,
my column in the Huffington Post or something.
All right. Phil is everywhere. Like Supermarket Guru. He publishes his hits and misses every week. It'll be delivered straight to your inbox. You sign up for him at supermarketguru.com. Daily news flash. That's what you're looking for. And you'll find when you go fiddling around that website, man, when you get an education, and that's what you need, because you need to be feeding yourself well. You need to be feeding your family well. You need to be conscious of what it costs, et cetera, et cetera. So Phil's work is all about that. Later during this hour, we're going to meet Dr. Barry Sears. What's his story?
Well, Barry created the Zone Diet.
I'd say that's
probably 20 years, 25 mm-hmm. years ago. Mm-hmm. And the Zone Diet to this day is still one of the best researched, most effective diets that there is. But he has a new book out, and it's called Toxic Fat. And he's really talking about how good fats can turn bad, and we're just going to talk to him about everything that's going on in the food world as it relates to obesity, early onset diabetes. You know, the report just came out, 79 million Americans are pre-diabetic in this country. And unless we do something relatively quickly, you know, our healthcare system just is going to implode. Because we can't, we cannot afford to have that many people diabetic.
Some of this week's food news, important food news, there are three more orange juice imports that have tested positive for that fungicide, which last month created havoc and also cost, it pushed the cost of the orange futures and orange juice that was any good way up.
So go to the frozen food case and get orange juice concentrate. It's going to be a fraction of the price, and you don't have to carry all that water and pay for all that water because it's all from concentrate anyway.
Well, you mean all of the orange juice? I thought some orange juice was freshly squeezed and you could buy that in the store.
Very few. Very few. If you look at, you know, look at the carton of the fresh orange juice, it'll say mostly, I mean, there's one or two brands that are not from concentrate, but most of them are from concentrate, and most of the oranges are from Brazil.
So
or Costa Rica.
You look for America now. Can they get around? If it's squeezed, if the oranges come up here from Brazil and it gets squeezed in America, can it be labeled an American product?
None.
Okay.
All the orange juice from Brazil is concentrate. They come over in tankers.
Yeah.
And then those tanks are sitting in New Jersey, right by Secaucus.
Sure,
the
fungicide didn't come from there.
Farm in this country.
The fungicide could come from just being in New Jersey.
It could. Watch it. I come from New Jersey.
I understand. All right. So, orange juice. Look out where it comes from. I've never understood that. They take the juice out of it and then send it to you, and then you put the juice back into it. What's the point of that?
Well, because it's cheaper to ship it that way.
It's just about shipping.
It's just about shipping. It's just about money.
You know,
why do we birth cows here, send them to Mexico to be raised, and Canada to be slaughtered and packaged? Because it's cheaper.
Cheap. All about the money.
But it's better.
Cheap. Yeah. All right. So speaking of raw beef, et cetera, there's also another story about how this week raw meats have gotten nutrition labeling. And this is something that's new. Where the meat comes from, what's on actually, what is required for nutrition labeling on meat, whether it's beef or poultry or fish? What do they have to put on there?
Country of origin, where the beef is coming from, or meat in general, went into effect a couple years ago. So that's been on there. What this new regulation is, and the meat industry, as you can imagine, has been fighting this tooth and nail, is that now you're going to see nutritional information just the way you see it on a box of cornflakes. Mm-hmm. It's going to talk about the amount of fat and sugars and so on. And one of the reasons that the beef industry has been fighting this is there's probably, and I'm going to make it up because I don't know the exact number, but there's probably about 50 different cuts of meat. Beef in particular, you know, the shoulder, the round, the rib, the, you know, all kinds of stuff. And it's confusing to consumers.
Yep.
So when you go to buy beef, you really can't equate what the nutritional value or the taste of the beef is to what the name is. You know, top sirloin, is that good, bad, bottom sirloin? So now this is game changing because you're going to be able to see which cuts of beef have more fat, less fat on them, and I think it's going to change the meat case dramatically. We're going to go from about these 50 varieties probably down to 5 or 6.
Wow.
And I think, you know, keep in mind that the USDA projections that came out 2 weeks ago told us that the beef prices are going to continue to rise through 2017.
Yeah.
So we've got another 5 years of beef prices going up.
Great. It's so going to happen. Cost of petroleum for that and
well,
and
also
no
the
leadership.
Cattle ranchers, because to be honest with you, they weren't making enough money, so they short the supply of cattle, and when you don't have, you know, the supply, the demand goes up and the price goes up.
You know,
so this has been a manufactured, to a certain degree, price hike.
Interesting also on that same level, and it's sort of oxymoronic to what you just said, because dairy farmers are getting shortchanged as usual by the stupid government rules, the price regulations, instead of just selling milk on the open market and get what you can get for it. And now there's got to be a government plan to tell you how much you're supposed to get. So there are what they call milk orders in various parts of the country. The Northeast milk order requires you pay this much, and the Southeast order requires, well, so any of this stuff. This goes on and on and on. The dairy farmers that have had a lot of cows, keeping them less and beginning to ship them because, as you just suggested, there's the expensive, you know, even the inexpensive cuts. The price is going up. So what the farmer gets paid on the hoof for dairy cows that normally go to McDonald's or to Burger King or to Wendy's, they're more into the mainstream of beef, and the prices are almost twice what they were last year at this time for stuff going into slaughter. It's amazing, frankly, and kind of screws up the equilibrium, but it's all a part of the game that Phil was just explaining. 800-510-8255 for your questions for Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. I noticed on your blog this week, which we carry, we are always posting things that come from supermarketguru.com, a lot of information about vegetable oils this week, always controversial. You'd think it would be pretty easy to figure out that olive oil is olive oil and olive oil is good for you. In the other room, for example, right now I'm cooking in olive oil some potatoes that I had. I boiled some. I love to have, like we call them, home fries in the Northeast. And so I cooked them in this Italian virgin olive oil and stay away from them. I remember as a kid we used to have all kinds of different vegetable oils around, including stuff that looked just like lard. So what if,
and it was lard.
I guess it was, yeah. All right. So when you go up and down the supermarket aisles, Phil,
right,
what do people look for? And is it with stuff that's important like this that all of the good stuff is at eye level? That, because I think you told us once that the important things or the expensive things or whatever are at eye level when you're looking on the shelves.
Well, the most popular products, typically, those products that we're going to find no matter where they are, the cornflakes, the number one oil and so on, are usually going to be towards the bottom or way on the top because we're going to find them. The products that they want us to buy, and that could be because it's a promotional allowance or an advertising allowance or they got a great deal on it, those are the ones that are going to be at our eye levels. And when you look at oils in particular, what most people forget is that all oil, I don't care whether it's olive oil or corn oil or palm oil or canola oil, any of them, are 100% fat. People forget that.
100% fat. And
what they'll do is they'll get a light oil, a light olive oil or a light canola oil, thinking that it's less calories or less fat. Not true. All oils are 120 calories per tablespoon. That's it.
So olive oil is supposed to be better.
Well, yes. Olive oil and canola oil, matter of fact, have the healthiest profiles in lowering, you know, high cholesterol and so on. But keep in mind that, you know, the reason that you're going to use oil, unless you're really using a lot of oil, you know, I would suggest that olive oil isn't going to lower your cholesterol all by itself. You're going to have to change into a Mediterranean diet. If you
change your evil ways, a little exercise is
exactly, things, exactly. Kind of so we've got to be smart. And really, the reason you buy certain oils is for taste and flavor. Olive oil, at least in my opinion, is one of the most flavorful oils that are out there. But certainly to cook with canola oil or safflower oil is fine. You know, so it just depends on how you're going to use it.
Let's ask those questions in a moment. We're going to meet Dr. Barry Sears, the founder and the chairman of Zone Labs. He did the Zone Diet. He has a new book called Toxic Fat. We'll talk about the vegetable oil, the trans fats that Phil's been writing a lot about on his website, which is supermarketguru.com. 21 after the hour now on Good Day Weekend with Phil Lempert.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Show that supermarket show.
I think it's still in Supermarket Sweep. I think it's still in syndication.
Is it really?
Yeah, I know. That's a few years ago they put it back into production.
Yeah, that'd be a good show for you to host. In fact,
yeah, people running around with shopping carts, yelling and
silly
screaming.
Stuff.
No, I want people to be calm and enjoy supermarket shopping.
Good
not
idea.
Not get frantic.
24 past the hour, the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. We have Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru, here with us every week at this time, talking about food issues, where you go, what you get, what you ought to be thinking about when you're fixing your own food or when you're buying food. And so we've invited Dr. Barry Sears, who's the founder and chairman of Zone Labs. You may remember his book, Zone Diet. I certainly have talked to him before. I think you have too, Phil. He's got a new book. The work is called Toxic Fat, When Good Fat Turns Bad. There are a lot of people who don't think there's any such thing, Dr. Sears, as good fat. Phil and I were just sort of setting you up, talking. I don't know if you were listening to us or not, but we were talking about the things you needed to know about vegetable oils and olive oil and all that sort of thing. So is that where your book begins?
Well, actually, no. In many ways, it looks at the obesity crisis from a different standpoint. We think of our obesity crisis as really a crisis of lack of willpower, that people who are overweight or especially obese are simply morally inferior to us. but in reality, it's a lot more complex and a lot more insidious, because what we have, at least in my opinion, in terms of our obesity crisis, is very ancient genes being turned on by recent additions to the human diet, and so far the results have not been good. And that's why we talk about toxic fat. It's basically how this type of fat, it's called, a scientific name is called arachidonic acid, is now increasing in our bodies and begins to spread like a cancer to other organs. And once it does, that's when trouble begins to sprout. And that's what's causing our American healthcare system to go in the toilet right now. We're in an epidemic of toxic fat, and basically it's destroying the fabric of our country.
Well, one of the reasons I think we probably would agree on that. I think the other one of the many reasons the healthcare system's going to the toilet is because it's poorly run, poorly administered, and there's no prevention, there's no education. It's all about making money. You give people bad food, they make bad choices, and then you put them on diets of drugs so that somebody can make a lot more money. It's amazing. I was watching something, both you and Phil. Dr. Amen, A-M-E-N,
yes.
Who's become very well known lately for his work on the brain, and he talks a lot about the current situation of healthcare, in which 70%, 70 cents on the dollar, is spent fixing people because they've made bad choices. Instead of spending some money on prevention, it's almost ludicrous, but you see who's controlling the system. It isn't you, Dr. Sears, and it isn't Phil, and it isn't me.
Well, but the one thing to address that is really education.
Right.
And, you know, if you really want to basically turn our healthcare system around, it really starts in the supermarket. And the fact is, having the knowledge of what's going to basically help you live a longer and better life, or what's going to basically accelerate a decline. And once you have that knowledge, then it becomes a lot easier to make choices.
All right, Phil, it's now your turn. He's already opened the door to the supermarket. Take it away.
So what should we be doing? When we walk into the store, obviously we're bombarded by 50,000 products. We have all these, you know, tens of thousands of images of magazine ads and TV commercials and radio commercials and so on that is giving us a predisposition of what we should be buying. How can we buy better foods in the store?
Easy. Never go down the aisles.
Okay.
Because if you stay on the periphery of the supermarket, that's all the foods that you need. They're basically...
Well, I will disagree with you on that. Doug and I have had this conversation. I think that 20 years ago was true. But today, and I visit between 10 and 15 supermarkets each and every week, there's just as much junk on the periphery of the store than in the center of the store today.
Well,
take a look at what the deli departments are selling, the cheese tables, the bakeries, and so on, the meat cases and so on, it's just the same junk.
Well, I'll say yes and no. I'll rephrase my aspect of saying stay in the periphery and don't go to the deli. But stay in the periphery and buy the meats, buy the fruits, buy the vegetables, buy the dairy products, and then try to get out as quickly as you can. But you have to have a plan going in there, and a plan to saying what I'm trying to do is to basically retake control of my genes. That's the power of food. If people can get the aspect that I can basically retake control of my genes and cause them to now basically be under my control, they have a very, very different mindset when they walk into that market. But it's going to be a long time coming, and unfortunately, time is running out.
So what are the kinds of foods specifically that people should be eating, and what should they be avoiding?
Well, let's start with the foods to avoid. It's much easier to avoid foods than basically telling people what they should eat. First of all, the first thing you should avoid is every vegetable oil known to man. And the reason is these are oils which are incredibly rich and incredibly cheap, but they're full of omega-6 fatty acids. That's the building block for toxic fat.
So you're talking about olive oil, canola oil, any of the oils?
No. Olive oil is not a vegetable oil. Olive oil is a fruit oil. So vegetable oils are things like soy, corn, safflower, sunflower, even canola. If we think back a century ago, we only had really three oils, lard, butter, and olive oil.
All right, hold that thought. Hold on to that thought. Back to oils. The book is called Toxic Fat by Dr. Barry Sears, here with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru on Good Day Weekend.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Some of the Sunday coupons, ideas about coupons that are in newspapers and supplements from the supermarket guru, Phil Leppert, is here. We're having a conversation currently with Dr. Barry Sears. You'll remember him from the Zone Diet. One of the great tributes that I get listening to Phil, whom I have great respect for, Barry. That's why he's here on my program. He said that you're one of the good things about you is that you base what you write on solid science, as opposed to a lot of the other gobbledygook that comes from people who are involved in conjecture, or they're involved in their own kind of whatever demonstrative thing that they feel strongly about, like politicians who write things. Well, the fact of the matter is, and the fact of the matter isn't, but they want to believe that they're credible, and so they present their own bias. And it isn't just politics. The biases are a part of our life. So when you have a scientist working on these sorts of things, it has more credibility, and thus we feel strongly about this book, Toxic Fat, When Good Fat Turns Bad, which is the subject of our scrutiny here. We were talking about trans fats and I think vegetable oil, and whether or not there's anything in vegetable oil, what kinds of vegetable oil. I think that's where you and Phil left off. Am I correct?
That's correct. And because of these vegetable oils are so, now it's so cheap, and they're ubiquitous in our society. And as a consequence, that's what this was, the setting stone for basically this increase of inflammation in our bodies. Mm-hmm. That's another what the consequences of increased toxic fat. So by cutting out vegetable oils, you've taken a great step toward getting back to basically in being in control of your genes. The second thing you have to do is cut down the amount of white carbohydrates on your plate. Now, it's nothing about white being bad. It's simply that any carbohydrate that doesn't contain color means it doesn't contain a group of compounds called polyphenols. And why that's important? Because polyphenols are very powerful anti-inflammatory agents. So what kind of carbohydrates have color? They're called fruits and vegetables.
Mm.
And so what you have now is the beginning of a very simple master plan. It's like, how do I want to basically control my health? I just have to basically balance my plate using my hand and my eye. It's very simple.
All right, let me go back to something we were talking about just before you came on. I'd asked Phil about frozen food versus fresh. And most of us would say, if we were given the opportunity to choose, that fresh would be better. Not necessarily is that the case, however, because of how long fresh food has to travel. You're going to the local farmer, you're getting your groceries, your produce from a local grower. The farmer's market even sometimes brings in stuff from a ways away. But it is, I think, true, as you look for these things, you need to look at source. You need to look at, and when I say that, I mean whether it's domestic or whether it's imported, how far it's traveled, that sort of thing. So oranges or any kind of fruit, if people come up to you and say, Dr. Sears, what do you advise? What do you say when it comes to fresh versus frozen?
Well, I agree with Phil that oftentimes the frozen fruit is actually far more nutritious. It's the best fruit coming right off the farm. It's frozen there on the spot, and it's the most cost-effective. The really expensive food is fresh food that you don't use and goes bad in your refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. So that is echoing what you said, Phil, certainly. What about the business of fish oils? There's a whole lot. You were talking about omega-6s, omega-3s. You used to be able to get an omega-3, 6, and 9. Now we know that 6s and 9s are no good. There's now arguing about DHA versus EPA. I mean...
now.
Yeah. Well, you know...
Well, no, it's confusing.
And I think
Dr. Sears, you know, Doug is bringing out what a lot of our listeners are concerned about, because you hear a headline that says, you know, fish oils are good, then you hear something else and else. You know, so what's the 101 on fish oil? Should we be consuming them?
Probably the most important thing in the American diet that we're not consuming. And you're quite right. The first casualty of any marketing campaign is usually the truth. And omega-3 fatty acids in high enough concentrations are profound anti-inflammatory agents. That's why they and the polyphenols work together to keep this inflammation under control. Now, your grandmother knew how to do this two generations ago, when no kid could leave the house unless they had a tablespoon of cod liver oil.
Ah, yum!
Right.
The world's
right.
Most disgusting food still is.
Exactly.
But that contained about 2,500 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids.
Now, are you saying castor oil or liver oil?
Cod liver oil.
Okay, now lemonized. You know, you can buy cod liver oil that has lemon flavor to it. You come across that? Seriously.
Oh, yeah. The lemon flavor hides a couple of things, the flavor being one, but one thing they can't hide and they can't run from is the fish today is very different than the fish was two generations ago, even the cod liver oil. Mm-hmm. Today, it's now much more contaminated with things that we've thrown in the environment, like PCBs, dioxins, flame retardants.
What adds the flavor to it.
Yeah. Well, it adds the flavor, but yeah. These are like the Roach Motel. Once they check in your body, they don't check out.
Uh-huh.
And this is the biggest concern, that you know our fish supply is, one, dwindling, and two, what's left behind is basically has a fair amount of contaminants. So trying to get enough omega-3 fatty acids in the diet without getting these contaminants is a real problem.
Is there such a thing as too much fish oil or fish components?
There always is. You know, you can even drink too much water. But usually the primary side effect of taking in a large amount of omega-3 fatty acids is that it makes you smarter.
That was a
recent study just published this week. It's showing the people who had high levels of omega-3 fatty acids in their blood, when they looked at the brain, it was bigger, and their cognitive skills were much better.
That's why
your grandmother said it's brain food.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, trying to get omega-3 fatty acids, but I hate fish oil. Say, well, good. Let's try to eat enough fish to get the same amount of omega-3 fatty acids you got from your grandmother. Get a tablespoon of cod liver oil. It means eating 6 pounds of cod per day, which isn't going to happen, or 2 pounds of tuna,
uh-huh.
or even a fattier fish, maybe a half a pound of salmon every day for the rest of your life.
There you go. Yum. All right, so I think we got the picture here. This is pretty good. Phil, I don't want to go without you having the last word with Dr. Sears.
Well, I think that the most important thing, that whether it's the Zone Diet or any of the dozen or so books that Dr. Shears has written, and now the new one, Toxic Fat, When Good Fat Turns Bad, is to understand our own bodies and to understand that we've got a responsibility. And it's not about all the companies or the supermarkets or whatever else pushing things on us, that we've got to know as we walk up and down, you know, the supermarket aisles to make intelligent choices, because we only have one body. And if we, you know, destroy it and break it, sure, maybe some docs can fix it. But, you know, what goes on the inside stays with us for life. Yeah. And I just think that, you know, when we have people out there like Barry Shears, who's really, you know, steeped in science and helped so many people understand their bodies better, that we all win.
Yep. All right. So, again, the book is called Toxic Fat When Good Fat Turns Bad. There are all kinds of places you can get that, certainly online, the usual places. You can go to zonediet.com or drsears.com to get more information as well. Dr. Shears, good to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yep, you're welcome. Our pleasure. So 12 books. And this is a thing, Phil, the whole business about eating foods that reduce inflammation, mm-hmm. because disease is, by definition, inflame. It's flame, 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 flame. Rust is slow oxidation. Flames are caused by oxidation by the changing of molecular structure when heat is applied, whether it's slow oxidation, which is rust, or rapid oxidation, which is burning. Actually, a fire is rapid oxidation. And so what he's trying to underscore here and to understand, actually, you know, you think about if you have arthritis, you have inflammation. If you have a cut in your skin, it's an inflammation. If you have a problem in your heart, it's inflamed. All of the things that can go wrong with your body are a result of it being inflamed in some way, shape, or form. And so this, the fats, there's nothing, I'm convinced. And I was talking, mentioning a few minutes ago, this Dr. Daniel Amen. He's all about the same thing. He's become one of the country's foremost experts on your brain. And his whole business about being brain smart is as replicated by what Barry Shears just said there. The more fish oil you have, the better your brain. You will not. People who smoke are killing their brains. People who drink.
I don't even understand how somebody could smoke in today's world.
I understand. I'm with you. I don't get it at all. Yeah. I don't get it. But all of that stuff in your brain, you want to guarantee that you will die of Alzheimer's or dementia, then smoke and drink a lot. Smoke a lot, drink a lot, die soon. And it isn't, I mean, we all know about the heart problems and the lung problems that come as a result of smoking, but what you don't know or didn't know until recently is what this does to your brain. And so not only stopping those things, but making sure there's plenty of fish oil in your body, your brain, and it lubricates your joints, the arthritis. I've been giving fish oil to my dog, Charlotte, who you just met recently, mm-hmm. and she's an older bulldog, and she hustles around as well as any dog half her age because she's on fish oil. And, you know, there are all kinds of things about epilepsy that are being written and things, just all kinds of stuff in the brain. And the easy fix, I mean, how many millions, jillions, billions of dollars being made on treating people who have Alzheimer's and dementia, and people just say, oh, my God, nobody has a cure for it. Hello? Fish oil. You won't get it if you have that in your brain.
And also,
lots of blood.
You know, what every science-based physician or the USDA or whatever, everybody says consume more fish. It's not just the fish oils, right. But if you consume it in fish, you're going to have a lower fat diet. You're going to have a healthier diet. It's easy to prepare. It's less expensive than beef. Beef prices are going to continue to rise for the next 5 years.
Yep.
Switch to fish. And I'm not talking shrimp.
Fish. No, shrimp's horrible. Shrimp is awful, full of cholesterol. Don't eat fish. Eat shrimp. We could do it. You want to do a chorus? Fish. Can we go to that place where we had breakfast and get a fish omelet?
We can. The Omelet Parlor has fish omelet.
Fish omelet. How did I miss that when I was there with you?
Yeah.
Fish omelets.
Yeah.
In a moment, we have a warning about brown rice syrup and the levels of arsenic that are in it. Foods containing brown rice syrup. Danger, danger. We'll get Phil talking about that and other things that are of import and interest. This is the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, with Doug Steffen at 14 before the hour on Good Day Weekend.
If you're having trouble finding the time to scoop your cat's litter box every day, you're not alone. A recent study revealed nearly two-thirds of cat owners admit that when they arrive home late, scooping the litter box will have to wait until the next day. In addition, 84% worry about unpleasant odor, and approximately half use scented candles and air fresheners in an attempt to mask litter box smells. But there are ways to keep your cat's litter box fresh. Avoid unwanted odors in your home and make sure your cat is happy. New Arm & Hammer Ultralast Clumping Cat Litter provides long-lasting odor control even when you can't scoop. Every granule is coated with Arm & Hammer baking soda, plus the formula has powerful odor destroyers to deliver extended odor control. It is available in a variety of sizes at leading retail outlets nationwide. With Arm & Hammer Ultralast Clumping Cat Litter on hand, you'll know your cat is well cared for, happy and healthy. For more info, visit ultralastlitter.com.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Go green or go fish.
Go fish.
Go fish.
That's the game. Remember, go fish?
Yeah, I used to love to play fish. Yeah. My father used to take me, we used to go down to the Sudbury River. One of the few things that I ever really did with my father that I enjoyed was going fishing. And we used to, my son as well, like to go fishing in the pond behind the house on the farm. We didn't have the farm, so we went down to the Sudbury River, and we used to, we used to get mostly freshwater bass and things like that. And we'd always throw them back. But it was, was kind of cool.
One of the things, and I'm not a fisherman. I've probably gone fishing two or three times in my life.
Really?
But what I love about it is it forces you to be quiet, to be with yourself, to relax, to breathe, to do all those things that we should be doing naturally.
Yeah.
But this is something that just forces it.
Yeah. It's a really, for all the right reasons, it's good stuff. One way or the other, it's a good way of spending time. All right, so, and the other thing I remember experiencing as a kid was picking up a catfish and how slimy they were. But then I learned later in life that that slime is extraordinarily healing. You put slime from a catfish.
I don't know if I want to hear this.
It goes away in 3 days. It really increases healing time 3 times. If you get a freshwater catfish, you get a farm catfish, they're useless. Forget about it.
Right.
All right, let's talk about foods that contain brown rice syrup and the arsenic. This is research that's come out. Organic food products containing brown rice syrup could have high levels of potentially toxic arsenic.
Yep, and we're talking about, they tested, I think it was 30 cereal bars, infant and toddler formula, those energy shots that, you know, in fact, I've got one sitting on my desk that somebody sent me to test.
Really?
That I am not going to test.
Really?
Here, it's pomegranate, extreme, celestial seasoning, kombucha, energy shot, all natural.
Kombucha.
And so let me see if
why don't you
want to
try it? That's your job. You're supposed to test out that stuff. Why won't you test it out? Are you afraid something bad's going to happen to you?
No, but
does it say arsenic on the label?
No.
But it says brown corn.
This is nonsense. Right. You know, we go through this Red Bull energy phenomenon. Now we've got all the relaxation drinks that are out there because something's got to relax us from all the energy drinks.
It's the same thing, the same principle as what we are being fed by these giant corporations, this processed garbage. And then the same guys are running the drug companies, so after you get sick eating their processed garbage, they want to sell you pills that supposedly will help you be better. And it's just, I mean, it's like a, it's like, or it's you're absurd. In a barrel. It's absurd. Around and around you go. And who's paying attention to this? More and more people are paying attention, even though the feds are trying harder and harder to get rid of the good, healthy food. I mean, this is, you're paying taxes for these people that kill you. Yep. How do you like that? 51 past the hour with the supermarket guru, Phil Lemford.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm all lost in the supermarket. I'm no longer shop happily.
Now 53 after the hour, as we continue the discussion in a informative, provocative, sometimes amusing way. Phil Lemford is the supermarket guru. Go to his website, supermarketguru.com. Find out his hits and misses. We'll talk about a few of the things he's tested this week. First, though, let's look at coupons. Sundays, often people spend their time going through the coupons in the newspaper. There are plenty of websites. We have them at DougStefan.com. You have a lot of info on them at SupermarketGuru.com. So how do you find the most useful ones? Every Sunday, a lot of people spend a lot of time, and from time to time, you and I talk about what the best ones are. How do you, I mean, do you just have to look page by page by page, or is there
no.
some way? Of...
No, online.
Online. Forget online. The papers.
You know, looking at a newspaper today, that's so old school.
Oh,
what
my
you
heavens.
Want to do is there's probably 10 different apps, free apps, that can help you with your coupons. There's actually
My friend Greg Grunberg, the actor, has Yowza. Have you ever checked that out?
No.
How does he spell it, Michael? It's Y-A... Yowza. I should look at an email from him.
But there's a lot of apps out there that can, you know, tell you what's on sale. What you want to do is you want to go online. You want to use those online coupons. You want to use the frequent shopper card. And you want to buy when things are on sale. We started talking about frozen food month. It's a great time. Clean out your freezer. You've got things in your freezer for years. Get rid of it. Make space. So now what you can do is you can actually buy some new things that are on sale with coupons, and, you know, it'll stay in your freezer for up to 6 months.
Very nice. All right, yeah. Frozen food. So those are the coupons. Go online, find all that stuff. The hits and misses, every week you check out a lot of different products, recommend a few. What would you be recommending this week? What do people get more info on if they go to supermarketguru.com?
Well, all they've got to do is click on our new product reviews. First up, there's Pasta Mama's Fettuccine. This is a cinnamon nutmeg fettuccine. It is a miss. There's nothing about this product. It doesn't taste great. The cinnamon and nutmeg is too... The flavoring just doesn't sound right, and it's $5.75 for 12 ounces. So if you see this product, run. A good product is Emergency for kids. I happen to be a huge fan of Emergency. Whenever I feel a cold coming on, I'll take it. So now they've got a kids product that has come out, and it's very good with Bare Naked Nut Cluster Crunch Honey Almond Cereal, which is terrific. That got a 92, major hit for us. Just 11 grams of sugars and 1.5 grams of fat, red wheat, white rice, oats, and almonds, and it has 18 grams of whole grains in just 3/4 of a cup, which is a great buy. Also, there's a new sauce out there, and we get a lot of sauces, but this one is called Pirate's Blend Garlapino. So it's garlic and jalapeno peppers put together, and it's really terrific. I tasted it right out of the bottle. I tasted it on some vegetables and so on. It's terrific. And what I also really like about it is in the ingredient label, it tells you what percentage of what ingredient is in there. So, for example, it says 15% garlic, 12% jalapeno, 2% cilantro, which I think is a real good move. And then our big hit of the week, a 96, is Dr. Bronner's Magic Soaps Unrefined Fresh Pressed Virgin Coconut Oil. Dr. Bronner, they make soaps typically. Now they're getting into the food world with this coconut oil. And it's terrific. It's going to remind you of the lard that you had physically when you were a kid, but it's a terrific product. Comes from Sri Lanka, a wonderful coconut aroma. You can use it for baking and frying and sauces. And what it really does, and the health benefit, is it increases the ratio of HDL cholesterol to LDL cholesterol because of those saturated medium chain fatty acids that Dr. Shears was talking about.
Yeah. All right.
So that's it for the week.
That is very helpful stuff. Also, there's a lot of information at supermarketguru.com about foodborne allergies, because there's a lot of confusion about it. And for some reason or other, this time of year seems to bring out a lot of, I've been sneezing, I must be allergic to all kinds of stuff.
Look at our environment.
Yeah.
Our air is horrible. I don't care
debris.
Where you are in the country.
Yeah, lots of debris.
We have to put an air filter on our nose pretty soon.
Thank you very much. Phil Lempert, the Supermarket Guru, has been here on Good Day Weekend. Make sure you check out his website, supermarketguru.com. Notice how the filter goes away when I get to the website. It's 59 after on Good Day Weekend.